Welcome once again to a special interview here on WITY, and this is very timely what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about winter weather tips, and joining me in the studio is the area manager from Aqua, Illinois, Andy Price. Good to see you again, Andy.
Thank you very much. Good to see you again.
Now, in the past, we've usually timed this before the cold weather hit. None of us saw this coming this early in the season.
No, we didn't. It certainly took us by surprise, didn't it?
It sure did. And it looks like the winter weather is going to stick around here for quite a while. The overall trend is for cold weather to stay put for a while. And so we want to make sure that the homes and the businesses are properly prepared and protected their water supply this winter. So let's talk about some of the winter weather tips that are very, very crucial for folks to do.
Absolutely. So as a customer of Aqua, Illinois, you'll have a meter. It's important to know where that meter is located. It's either going to be outside in a meter pit, or it could be inside your residence somewhere. Let's say your meter pit is located outside. You'll have a meter pit in your front yard. All right, so just go out, inspect it, make sure that it's not loose from maybe a lawnmower bumping it, something along those lines. If it is, let us know. We'll come out. We'll tighten that up for you. Also, on the outside, if you left those hoses connected, as I did because of the early winter, just make sure you get those disconnected. And also irrigation. If you have irrigation, make sure you get that winterized. Now, if your meter is on the inside, locate it. It could be in a utility closet. It could be in a basement. We've seen them in crawl spaces. A lot of times those lines come in a colder area. It could be a basement. It could be the crawl space. Like I said, the back of a utility closet, under a cabinet. And if that's the case, and you know for a fact that it's along an exterior wall, a colder climate, wrap some insulation around it, some heat tape. You know, maybe you can climate control that area in one way, shape, or form. It's always important to know where it's at, but most importantly, know where your interior shutoff valve is, your main control to your house. It's so important. If you don't know, find it. Give somebody a call, have them help you locate it. And what that will do is that will shut the water off. You've got control of that. If the line in the basement starts leaking or in the house and you call Aqua, we're happy to come out. We'll get it shut off for you. But if it's 2 a.m., we may not have anybody out working at that time. So we'll have to call in an employee, and it could take a little bit more time. So know where it's at. You can shut it off yourself and save a lot of heartache.
Sometimes people think because their shutoff is in the basement, it seems to be more protected from the cold weather. That's not necessarily the case.
That's not the case. I'm glad you brought that up, because we do see a lot of our frozen meters, busted meters, occur in basements. Every bit as much in a basement as they do outside in a meter pit. And what we run into oftentimes are an access to the basement from the outside, an old door that's not fully closed, cracked windows, and that's creating a draft and exposing, whether it's the meter or just the water line that's coming in, it's exposing those pipes to the cold weather.
Now, there are tips they can do inside the house. We've talked about insulating pipes before. That's one of the crucial ones. But when we have these 5 below, 10 below, 15 below temperatures, wind chills of 30 to 40 below, leaving a little bit of water dripping is important, isn't it?
It is. We recommend about 10 degrees and colder, just turning enough water on for a stream. Just above a drip. So it doesn't take a lot. And I'll tell you one thing we started doing is on those really cold nights, we will set the timer, auto start timer, for our washing machine and our dishwasher, and we'll stagger it. So I'll start my dishwasher, say, at midnight, and then I'll have my washing machine start at 3 a.m. So that way, at least I know that I'm using water throughout the night. I'm not putting any down the drain either.
Great idea. And a lot of the newer appliances have that capability.
Yeah, the delay start. They absolutely do. So I feel better. I sleep better at night knowing that the water's being used. I don't feel like I have to leave the water running all night. And I still will on those negative 30 degree nights. I'm certainly taking all the precautions I can.
And I always tell people, especially if your shutoff valve or some of your pipes are on the northwest corner of that house, when that wind's blowing out of the northwest, it's cold.
It's certainly cold.
Now, if someone has a water pipe that's frozen, what's the best way to thaw it out?
We would recommend like a hairdryer. Certainly don't recommend space heaters. You know, maybe bump up the heat in your house a couple degrees, but safety always needs to come first.
Make sure they keep the cabinet doors open too. That's important.
Yeah, if the meter's in a utility closet underneath a cabinet, or even just the line that's passing through, open the doors, allow the heat in there.
I know a lot of people have used heat tape in the past to help protect pipes.
Heat tape is definitely beneficial, so I would recommend heat tape as well.
So these are little things, folks, you can do to help keep it from freezing this winter, because I said earlier, we're probably in for some cold weather here for the next several months. We've already experienced some, and I don't think we're out of the woods yet. So these are little things that you can do. Okay, they have a water break. Let's say it's in the yard between the house and the street. What's the next step?
The next step would be to call Aqua, 877-987-2782, and just tell them what you're experiencing, what you're seeing, and we will maybe talk you through it, but also if there's any question that it could be ours, we'll come out and we'll take a look at it. And if it's creating a hazard, whether a hazard towards the customer, a hazard in the road, obviously that water is going to freeze, build up, and become a significant hazard, we'll work with the customer to turn the water off.
Well, I know something that you've had for a while is called the disruption map. I know folks can go online to see that. Tell us how that works.
We do our best to keep the public updated with what's going on. You can sign up for alerts that if something does occur in your area, you will get a notification. You'll get a phone call, email, text, whatever you would prefer. Maybe you don't get that notification because you live down the road. Or you did get the notification, but you just want to keep yourself updated. So you can actually log into aquawater.com, follow the prompts, get to the disruption map, and it'll tell you what is going on, whether it's a water main break. Maybe it's just low pressure because we were flushing in the area. But at least you can log on. You can say, okay, this is why I'm experiencing what I'm experiencing. This is why I'm seeing what I'm seeing. But also it will give you an idea on time frame. At least it will give you an idea of, okay, I need to prepare for this for the next few hours, or it's a boil water advisory and I won't know anything for 18 to 24 hours.
We've seen the boil orders come out before. That's for the customer's safety.
It is. It's really an upgrade. Years ago, we would have to walk the neighborhood, knock on everybody's door, whether it's at 2 in the afternoon or 2 in the morning. Then we'd have to knock on doors, leave door hangers, say this is what's going on. And it wasn't a great method for the customers, and it wasn't a great method for the employees. You can imagine walking around in the snow and ice and extreme cold. So now it's an electronic notification. Again, will be sent out however is most convenient for the customer.
And I know adding those RF meters several years back has been a big plus in being able to get the readings remotely.
It does. The best thing about being at a company now for 20 years is I can say 20 years ago when I did it.
Yep.
But it is. Yep. It's a blessing. We still have to get in and out to get some reads from time to time to make some repairs. But overall, it keeps the meter reader safe and warm. It's really a good benefit for everybody. We're not always having to interrupt the customer's lives. We can kind of do what we need to do remotely.
Well, there was a lot of talk over the summer months and going into the fall as well about how dry it's been. How has that impacted the lake?
Nothing to worry about at this time. Lake level is okay. If you go by, you'll see it appears to be low. And it is. It's lower than it's been in many years. However, we did go out on a boat here a couple months ago. And we went out, we did some measurements, performed some calculations. And overall, we're in better shape than what we had thought. There's no need for concern at this time. It's our largest reservoir for what will be potable water at some point. We're going to continue to do our due diligence, keep a close eye on it. And if there's ever any fear of running a little too low, the public will know right away. But at this time, feel free to use the water just as you typically would. No concerns at this time.
That's great to hear. As you look into 2026, what are some projects that you have planned?
We need to really keep on top of our current assets, our current infrastructure. Always looking to improve, upgrade. We spend a lot of capital investment on these upgrades, replacements. And one thing we spend a lot of time and money on right now are SCADA improvements, IT improvements. You know, there's a big need for that. Kind of like reading the meters remotely. We're able to run our water plant, our facilities. These upgrades allow us to do that. On top of that, we're continuing to upgrade our water mains. We did do a couple water main replacements this year, one smaller new water main we ran. So we'll continue to stay on top of water main replacements. In fact, we want to do a little bit more of that. There's a big need. Those water mains were put in a long, long time ago. As you know, a lot of our assets are buried. You don't see our assets, but it doesn't mean they're not there in need of upgrades. We'll continue to work on that and working with fire departments to ensure the fire hydrants are they're operating properly. And so there's a lot.
I know that you work closely with not just Danville, but the other villages where you have water provided for new businesses that are coming in or factories that are coming in that's going to need water. You've worked hand in hand with them for that.
We do. We get a lot of calls from different villages, Vermilion Advantage, saying, hey, we've got a company looking to come in town and they need X amount of water and they're going to need this type of infrastructure. One, do you have it in place? Can you provide? If not, two, can you? We want to see the community grow, whether it's Danville, Tilton, anywhere in Vermilion County, right? They have to have water to grow. To run a business, you have to have water in that infrastructure, and we understand that. We do our best to be great community partners, and we will do everything we can to help meet those needs.
I know you were very helpful in the expansion projects out on Lynch Road, the casino, and other businesses that have went out there.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a big need, and we hope to see that continue to grow out there. And we planned and prepared accordingly years ago. Somebody put in a lot of good thought on what needs to be done to ensure it can grow and continue to grow. And we've got the infrastructure in place to do so.
When you're a company that's doing things correctly, you get awards from time to time. I understand 4 to 5 years in a row you've won an award?
Yes. I think last year I was on here, I talked a little bit about, it's called the Phase 3 Director's Award. And that's through the American Water Works Association Partnership for Safe Water. So we had met that back, I guess it would have been in 2020. And it's tough to do. It took a lot of months of data collection, reporting things that are going on in the plant and guidelines, and we met it, and it was quite an accomplishment. It's very hard. There's not a lot of phase three plants in the United States. What's even more impressive is that we've met those guidelines now 5 years straight, and that's called the Director's Awards. Again, it shows that we're doing things the right way. The community's got great drinking water, but not only the drinking water, but the processes in place. Everything that we do, the chemical feed, to produce high-quality water. And a great staff. Our staff is amazing. They're dedicated. They take a lot of pride in what they do, and I couldn't ask for a better staff.
That's what it takes to make a business successful. Great teamwork.
Absolutely.
And I can honestly say I have never heard one negative comment about any of your staff from anybody that I've talked to, Andy.
Well, that means a lot, and that gives me goosebumps just hearing that, because we do take a lot of pride in what we do, and we do believe that putting people first, you can never go wrong when you put people first. Processes, policies, everything will come into play. The final result will come out positive when you put the people first.
I couldn't answer it any better than that. So again, folks, make sure you're prepared for the cold weather that's going to be here for a while. We've talked about some tips here, insulating pipes, open the cabinet doors, remove the hoses, thaw the pipes if needed, check the water meter. That's so important, and eliminate drafts. Andy, I want to thank you for taking time to come in and be with us. We'll look forward to keeping folks up to date. I want to remind our listeners, too, that we've had a great relationship with Aqua Illinois all these years, that if something major happens, they've notified us, and we're able to get that information out quickly over the air 24/7. And we want to be able to continue that going into the new year as well. If someone needs more information or would like more information, why don't you give us a website and the number they can call?
1-877-987-2782. And you can log on at aquawater.com.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
You got it. Andy Price joining us. He is the area manager for Aqua Illinois. Have a wonderful holiday season.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you.